Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, warmer, more humid air pushing northward up the peninsula, helping to develop scattered showers overnight that will continue into today, even a few rumbles of thunder at times. The heavier rain bands generally closer to the coast, maybe as far inland as Interstate 95, and in very localized spots, there's some heavy rainfall with amounts of a half inch or more. But in many areas, especially the more inland you go, the amounts have been and will be far lower. Temperatures a little bit warmer as that warmer air pushes northward. We're into the upper 70s to around 80 degrees today. An upper level disturbance is helping to push that front northward and also helping to trigger the showers. As it moves away later this afternoon into this evening, the rain will diminish, but the winds will shift to out of the northeast. A surge of northeast winds off the Atlantic as we get deeper into the fall usually translates into cooler temperatures, and this will be no exception. So tomorrow will be briefly cooler. Now, it's not cold or anything, but it will only top out in the low to mid 70s, several degrees lower than today. Only to warm up yet again on Thursday. Again, very fall-like pattern, up and down. Thursday will be partly sunny. It's the warm day of the week. Temperatures at least 80. There'll be a few inland spots into the low 80s Thursday afternoon. That's ahead of what looks to be a pretty decent cold front on Friday. There'll be some showers. The peak of those showers in the morning through the early afternoon, diminishing late in the day and into the evening. Temperatures will reach the 70s, but will likely fall some in the afternoon. And then we'll clear it out for the weekend. It'll be breezy and much cooler, with temperatures failing to get out of the 60s again on Saturday, much like we had this past Saturday, increasing sunshine as we go through the day. Of course, the Jacksonville Fair underway starting on Thursday, and it looks like a pretty decent day, relatively warm, but not bad, in the upper 70s to low 80s, where there may be an isolated shower, but not much. Friday, not much of a fair day, at least during the day, with quite a bit of a rainfall around the area before clearing out in time for the first full weekend of the fair. In the tropics, there are no areas of concern. We have had only two landfalling hurricanes during the month of November on U.S. soil anyway. One was in 1930. Hurricane so-called Yankee went into Miami, Florida. Again, that was November 4th, but a much later one, November 25th, hit the Florida Panhandle. That was Hurricane Kate in 1985. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.